Live from Studio G right here in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth, but nobody else will. I will be brutally honest. God bless America. This is the Steve Greer Show. Three big things this hour. Number one, saw a pair of great movies over the weekend. I watched Oppenheimer and the latest from Angel Studios, The Shift. Both are excellent. Come highly recommended from both of us. By the way, Oppenheimer, 7 Oscars last night. Number two, it now appears that no one's surprised that Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee suppressed the truth about President Donald Trump offering 10,000 National Guard troops to keep Washington secure that day. And number three, I want to share with you a Democrat response to the Republican State of the Union address. Now, this comes from the early 1990s because this is really important for you to hear. When you don't believe in anything at all, you will say anything. And you will pivot and say new things whenever it's politically expedient to do so. Because, again, you don't stand for anything. I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about here. I have two examples to share with you this morning. Two examples. First, 35 years ago, Joe Biden gave the Democrat response to George H.W. Bush and his State of the Union. Boy, that was a bit different back then. I'll tell you that. Listen to this.
In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to catch the violent thugs, not enough prosecutors to convict them, not enough judges to sentence them, and not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time. We disagree with the president's decision to cut back on our previous commitment to protect against drugs coming across the border, to cut the Customs Service, the Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live, with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. And we don't have to promise a world without worry or fear. We're not asking for that much. All we have to do, together, is to keep our promises and stay together. Thank you.
Yeah. Not enough prisons, not enough police officers, not enough law and order, not enough anything. Joe Biden, 35 years ago. Now, Joe Biden's handing out with 14019. That was the executive order from March of 2021. That has cleared the path. That has cleared the path for illegal aliens to vote, as expected. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, says he will fight any state that wants to have voter ID because it's prohibitive. It basically says, because, you know, black people and Hispanic people aren't smart enough to get an ID. I mean, they need an ID to go to the pharmacy, to buy beer or cigarettes, to drive a motor vehicle, but they're not smart enough to have that same ID to vote, you see. It's prohibitive. It's insulting is what it is. Massively insulting. It is so telling when you listen to Joe Biden at different times. You know, when he talked about, you know, the gangs and the junkies, you know, putting his mother at risk and so on and so forth, right? How about Chuck Schumer in 2009? I played this last hour, but I want you to hear it again. Chuck Schumer in 2009 said illegal was the only way to refer to illegal aliens. But, of course, Democrats now say that's completely offensive. Nancy Pelosi will give the rebuttal here at the end. Listen.
The American people are fundamentally pro-legal immigration and anti-illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. It's plain and simple and unavoidable. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, We convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration, which the American people overwhelmingly oppose. If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong, and we have to change it.
Now, you should have said undocumented, but that's not a big thing, okay? What's the big thing about
that? I actually wasn't even going to ask about that. I was just going to ask more about the moment, but you do think that he should have said undocumented? That wasn't going to be my question.
Well, we usually say undocumented. Uh-huh. He said illegal. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal.
I think it's a big deal. I think it's a very big deal. Because you should call them illegal. They are. They're here illegally. The legal term is illegal alien, and that's what we use here. It's technically correct. It is proper English. It is what is used by the federal governments and state governments to describe people in the country illegally. They're an alien, an illegal, unlawful alien. Period. And these illegal aliens are front and center now, in part because of what Joe Biden did during the State of the Union address. By slaughtering Laken Riley's name after she was slaughtered by an illegal, calling her Lincoln Riley, and saying she was killed by an illegal, Joe Biden has put it front and center. That, according to not me, but the Associated Press, it used to be a valuable news organization. It's not worth anything anymore. Not worth anything anymore is the Associated Press. So it is. But as a result, because as I have said from the beginning, Laken Riley has become the face, and there are two or three new commercials already that she's in. The late Laken Riley is featured in these television commercials. And it is telling when Donald Trump is the man that goes and visits with Laken Riley's family. It is telling when Donald Trump is the first person to talk to him. Joe Biden hasn't talked to these people at all. It is the third rail for them. It is the number one issue for Americans for a reason, and it's not going away. I can assure you of that. Meanwhile, a message from one of our sponsors. Elections in Taiwan, North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. A lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential setbacks to the economy? It's not too late to diversify an IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold can help you with that. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty and is an important part of your savings. Here's how Birch Gold can help make it part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. What do you need to do? Text Gruber to 989898. Get a free information kit. They have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Countless five-star reviews. Thousands of satisfied customers. And I encourage you, get the knowledge. Doesn't hurt you to just go get the knowledge. Text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit. Protect your savings with gold at Birch Gold today. All right? So, coming up on the program, Tony Kinnett, investigative columnist for the Daily Signal. Teachers unions spending a whole lot of money on Republican candidates. Why would that be? I don't trust it. I don't trust it. What do you say? Yeah, we'll check in.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com, coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.